Michigan husband and wife married 70 years die just 20 minutes apart. By the Associated Press in Jackson, Michigan. A Michigan couple who family members say did everything together for 70 years up to their final breaths died 20 minutes apart in the same hospice care. Les and Frieda Austin, both 90, from Jackson, both entered hospice December 6th and were in bed side by side when they died the following day, MLive.com reported. The couple met in high school. Their first date was prom, and they married in 1949. Their funeral service will be Tuesday in Mason, which is near Lansing, Michigan. They did everything together. They didn't stop with death, their daughter Sandy Mays told the newspaper. I think they knew each other was passing and they are eternally together, and I think it was beautiful. The couple's son, Michael Austin, added, if they had to go, this way it was about as romantic as you could get. Les and Frieda celebrated their 70th wedding anniversary in November. He was a retired state police sergeant. She managed a dry cleaning shop in Jackson, about 78 miles west of Detroit. Frieda enjoyed preparing meals for the family. She collected more than 1,000 cookbooks and was known for her chocolate chip and sour cream cookies, according to MLive.com. Les liked John Wayne memorabilia. Both enjoyed camping in Michigan's Upper Peninsula and lighthouses. They went and saw pretty much every lighthouse in Michigan and some beyond Michigan, May said. My dad has to have the biggest collection of lighthouse sweatshirts and T-shirts anywhere. Les angered his wife when he signed up for military service during the Korean War without telling Frieda. I know she was upset about that, said Lee Smith, one of their granddaughters. 70 years together sure isn't easy, but at the end of those 70 years together, they still cared so deeply for each other and loved each other so, so very much. I'm so happy they went together, Smith added. I think it would have been torture for either of them to be here alone. In addition to Mays, Austin, and Smith, the couple is survived by 3 other grandchildren and 8 great-grandchildren.